Perhaps Enoch, after whom the city was named, was the one to continue the city and begin the true Cainite civilization. It is interesting to observe that evolutionary anthropologists, as they try to determine when a people have gone from a Stone Age culture to a civilized society, use the development of cities as a criterion to determine when society has left the Stone Age. According to the Bible, the first such city, probably as small and simple in the beginning, is the city built by Cain. No one can intelligently believe that this was a long million-year development. This is the very first generation after Adam. So we can see then from reading this text in Genesis that there was no long period of time when the world was in a Stone Age, backwards era. Here, the very first generation after Adam, we have a city being built. And that's one of the qualifying features of a society not being Stone Age, according to the modern scholars. There are not the millions of years that the scholars would like to have for their evolutionary theories and their evolutionary development of things. That just didn't happen that way. According to the writing here in the Bible, very early in the history of man, he was doing things that are not Stone Age things. He had metal that he worked with, he had musical instruments that he made, and he also had organized into cities. Now, beginning in verse 18 and reading through verse 22 of Genesis 4, "And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad beget Mehujael, and Mehujael beget Methusael, and Methusael beget Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah." In these verses, we have the main descendants of Cain listed: Enoch, Irad, Mehujael, Methusael, Lamech, with Lamech's three sons, Jabal, Jubal, and Tubal-Cain. And Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Probably Irad, Mehujael, and Methusael are listed because they are in the line leading to Lamech, the most outstanding of Cain's descendants. They may also be listed because two of these names end with El, the name of God. This may indicate that even some in the line of Cain continued to believe in God, though they were disobedient to him, much like a large part of our society is today. Some authorities believe that Irad means townsman, Mehujael means God gives life, and Methusael means God's man. Lamech is thought by some to mean conqueror. However, the meanings of these names is not known for sure. It seems that Lamech was one that set the example for the Cainites to rebel against God. When God ordained marriage, the principle of monogamy was the basic rule for the home. But Lamech openly defied this principle of God, this great law of God, by taking two wives, Ada and Zillah. This occurred in the seventh generation from Adam, the same generation as righteous Enoch in the line of Seth. The name Ada means ornament, and Zillah means shade. We have no reason to think that these were not attractive women, and physical lust may have been a prime factor in Lamech's decision to engage in polygamy. There is nothing in the Bible which tells us how marriages were arranged or legalized. Lamech was, in all probability, a powerful and wealthy man, and it is reasonable to assume that both wives entered into this arrangement voluntarily. Another reason for Lamech to have taken two wives may have been that this arrangement would produce more sons. We have no record of there being an organized government in these days. Society functioned on a patriarchal basis. The larger the individual family unit or tribe, the more wealth and power it would have. But regardless of motives or reasons, two wives were certainly contrary to God's will, being a violation of the marriage law, as stated by Adam in Genesis 2, verses 23 and 24. Yet a number of sons were born to this triangle. three of whom were especially notable in the development of the civilization before the flood. Jabal, the word means wanderer, developed the tent, which allowed him to carry his home with him and produce a nomadic lifestyle, a lifestyle which exists even today. Jabal also developed a system for producing animals other than Abel's sheep. These animals were evidently domesticated and produced commercially. The term cattle include goats, kine, camels, and asses, Exodus 9:3, even horses and oxen. These animals could have been produced commercially for beasts of burden, skins, milk, etc. They could even been produced for food. So that this may mean that the people of this society had become meat eaters as well as eaters of herbs and fruits. Thus, disobeying still another of God's original commands in Genesis 1:29. Jubal, the word means sound, had much different interest than his brother. He had a talent for music, and he favored the creative, emotional, artistic, and beautiful interests rather than the commercial. He used his inventive abilities and produced both stringed and wind musical instruments. These are devices which would quickly appeal to sensual descendants of Cain. Jubal may have become wealthy as a result of his inventions. Jubal and Jabal were both sons of Ada. To the other wife, Zilhah, a son was born named Tubal-Cain. Tubal-Cain was a half-brother to Jabal and Jubal. Tubal-Cain developed the science of metallurgy, both in bronze and iron. NIV says he forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. So his inventive genius would have been much in demand. The standard of living of the people before the flood, especially the descendants of Cain, was greatly elevated by these intelligent and talented sons of Lamech. This is certainly not limited to a caveman or Stone Age civilization, as some would have us to believe. We bring our lesson to a close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.